Welcome to Focus on the Community, a weekly program that focuses on issues and events in our community.
Happy weekend to you. It's good to have you along. Frank Rush here with Tarrant Mayor Duke Bennett joining us today in light of the coronavirus. A lot of times we actually talk about things that the city is doing and projects, and we're all going to do that. But this coronavirus thing, COVID-19, has really changed what's going on in the city, and it's changed your life in a lot of ways.
A lot of ways. I didn't know, when I first started hearing about this coronavirus, how it might impact Terre Haute, Indiana. We've watched it work its way here from China, and so far, things haven't been terrible here from that perspective. I'm sure there's more people out there that have it than of what have been tested, but we haven't had a serious issues with it in our community. But who knows what the future holds? You know, and over the coming weeks, I think we'll know more about that, what that impact will be. Hopefully it's minor. I'm thankful that we have two great hospitals and a lot of trained staff in our community that can handle people who may become infected with this COVID-19. But it's just a very stressful time. There's a lot of people out of work. I mean, you just kind of step back and look at it, and it's like right now we're just in a very strange state of flux of what happens next. From day to day, you hear new information, but when will this ever end is kind of the question I get from people.
As the mayor of Terre Haute, there are some things that you can do and other things that you can't do, because there's also, there are a lot of county agencies, county health department, that kind of stuff that has to deal with this. We have lots of elderly care facilities in the city, in the county, but they're not run by the city.
Right.
So there's only so much you can do, and you know, when it comes to this kind of thing.
So our focus has been really taking care of our employees, you know, shutting down public access to all of our buildings except City Hall for 2 hours a day. That's where we're at now. Protecting our employees by isolating them while they're at work and their interaction with the public. Police and fire department's the hardest because they're interacting with the public all the time. But we've put in a lot of every precaution that you can think of to protect those guys and protect the public. And then we just have to sit back now and just kind of work through this, because there isn't a whole lot else you can do except remind people you need to do this social distancing. If you stay away from other people, we're not going to spread this thing to where it runs like wildfire.
How difficult is it to actually get anything done? I mean, are you guys just almost at a standstill or what?
There's certain things that have slowed down a lot because we're not having internal meetings, and we do have some staff that's working from home, and we're having people come in, get in their truck and go out in the community. So there's not a lot of interaction. So we're trying to just catch up with some things maybe we were a little bit behind on. We're still answering 311 calls. We're out there doing what we need to do. But things have slowed down everywhere, and so it is kind of an interesting time when it comes to projects and things we're working on as we move forward. You know, it has been, even though people are hunkered down, it's still been difficult to get everybody together for a conference call or whether it's phone or video, because there's a lot of other of those things going on. They don't have, you can't just pick up the phone and necessarily call somebody because they may be on a call or dealing with something that takes more time maybe than it did in the past. Somebody pops into your office and leaves, that's one thing, but to line a bunch of people up to be on a phone call and then go act, you know, do it and then follow up, it works, but it's not real efficient sometimes.
Some of the big projects, 2020 was supposed to be a huge year for Terre Haute. Mm-hmm. We've got at least, what, 3 or 4 different projects that are all supposed to get rolling this year, and this was going to be another one of those years where you couldn't get from one side of town to the next because of everything that's going on. One of the biggest ones, the convention center. Mm-hmm. And now is that on hold or what?
Well,
there's multiple things that are going into that.
Yeah, so that it's still on hold only until we get the parking solution resolved. We've heard about that over the last weeks. We're working with the school corporation to see if we can get that property purchased. We should know this week whether we are or we aren't. So we'll be able to move ahead with that one if that's the case. If that's not, then we've got kind of plan B and plan C. We have to come up with some parking very quickly. We can't start construction until the parking issue is resolved.
And that could be a while, because I mean, even the school corporation, if that goes through, it's still gonna be a while before they're really ready to
Yeah, I think we've worked out some things with them that we'll be able to get it going once if we acquire that property. So we'll see. It's we're in negotiations to see if we can make that work.
All right. Casino is a huge project that everybody was kind of looking forward to. I mean, we had, what, a couple years of fighting at the State House, and then all of a sudden, yay, everything's ready to go. And then we hurry up and wait.
Yeah. A bomb got dropped on that one.
Yeah. From a couple of different aspects.
It did. And so originally, the plan was to start construction in April. I thought the approval would happen probably in March or February, and then the construction would start in April. So here we are. It's almost April now, or it is April. Boy, the time's going by really fast.
Yeah, it is.
So I'm confident. I'm very confident that it will get worked out and that project will move forward, but they still have to go through their due diligence of ensuring that everything's, you know, kosher when it comes to what they're trying to do. We just got to make sure that everything is right. And this, and the State Gaming Commission, they are excellent at that. I mean, that's their thing. They want to make sure there's not even a blip on the radar screen. So they're working through that. We expect them at some point here that they'll say they're going to have another meeting and hopefully approve that so the construction can get started. But I'm confident that that will happen this year.
This year?
The construction will start later this year, I would suspect. It's going to be a few months behind.
Okay. So we've got, so that and that. And, of course, you really don't have anything to do with the jail. But,
nope.
You know, but it's kind of slowed down, too.
It has. But at least it's in a position to be, it can go.
Yeah. The other thing, too, is moving Terra Police Headquarters.
Uh-huh. Yep.
We'll take over the old Tripstar building downtown.
Mm-hmm.
So how's that project going?
So a couple weeks ago, they came back to us with the cost to do the build out. It was a little higher than what we had anticipated. So we went back to them and changed a few things. And so they're kind of finalizing that for us right now. Once we agree to that build out cost and we're get the lease arranged so we can move forward with this. So there's been a lot of, it takes a while to go through these processes. Some people think you just say, go do it, but we got to still make sure that everything fits both their schedule and our financial situation that we can get this done in that time frame. So I'm feeling really good about that. It's just, I don't have a signed document quite yet.
And that's going to take how long?
Well, we had a conference call on Friday. I would hope now we're talking the next couple of weeks that we can get that agreement in place and then turn them loose. So we'll have to go to our board. We'll have to go to the Redevelopment Commission, but at least we'll have something. Once we get something signed, we'll be good to go.
And just looking down the road, of course, as we've all found out, things could obviously change as we go. But the old police department headquarters downtown. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, what, bulldoze that.
Yeah, it needs to be torn down as quickly as we get out of it and then redevelop that site. I'm not sure what the future holds there, but we'll get that building torn down. There's about 2.5 acres there total, prime spot. So whether I've had a little bit of interest from a couple of people, we'll see if that pans out.
There was also a little bit of a hiccup with a sewage project going on down in the south end of town where all of a sudden they were finding some stuff that they didn't think was going to be there.
Yeah, it's the groundwater's contaminated. So we were down there working for 30 days pulling groundwater out. We dug a big giant hole in the ground and we're getting ready to build the lift station there. And 30 days into the project, we had a fish kill. The water was being pumped out into a pond and it was going into the river. And so we had a fish kill. So we called IDM and EPA in, and they said, oh, yeah, it's coming from up on the hill where the old tie plant used to be, the railroad tie plant, and some of the contamination that everybody's known about for the last 12, 15 years has worked its way into the groundwater down there. And so we had to stop our project. And so we're looking at a couple of options, but we can't continue to do what we're doing. And the cleanup solution could be well over $10 million. Well, that's not a feasible thing for us to do along with this project. So we're looking at some alternatives.
With everything that's going on as far as coronavirus and all that kind of stuff, food and beverage tax with the restaurants closed, I imagine that's taken a bit of a hit as far as, because those funds have got projects that they're already committed to.
Yeah, the convention center is the first one in line. And so one thing I would say is we collected more than what we were estimated to collect by our financial firms.
We like to eat out in Terre Haute.
I know, people do. So we were ahead of the game a bit, but then, of course, now, you know, they're selling a little bit, but not like they were when they had the dining rooms open because of this coronavirus. So I'm hopeful that this whole thing will only last, you know, a few more weeks, if you will, where we can get things back to normal. And if that happens, we probably will be about right where we thought we were going to be. But if this goes on for too many months, it will definitely have an impact.
We, of course, you know, we've got a great park system in Terre Haute. Mm-hmm. Deming Park, the crown jewel, pretty much of that.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, with the coronavirus and everything going on, we don't really want, I mean, the playgrounds are kind of closed.
We closed the playgrounds, yeah. Yes.
So, I mean, there's still things to do there, right?
Yes. And there was a lot of people in Deming Park over the weekend and on the trails out by my house. I live out on the east side. I saw some people down at Fairbanks Park, and I had to head down south for something over the weekend. So, you know, it's really important as part of this hunkering down at home and the stay-at-home order the governor put out. You got to get out and get some fresh air, too. So, you know, please use our parks, use our trail system. Just kind of get out, walk around your neighborhood. That's really an important part of your mental health and your physical health, and the parks are open for you to use other than the playground areas.
Yeah, of course, we're really concerned about making sure our first responders are taken care of. And let's face it, who takes care of the first responders? They kind of take care of themselves.
Yeah.
But I'm assuming that, you know, they're being allotted what they need to.
We've given them everything they need, both police and fire, and we've made some changes. They're just going into... They do this all the time where they're going into situations. You never know what you're going to be up against. But when you add something like this coronavirus on top of it, that could be deadly for you. You have to take all those extra precautions that you don't normally do. So we've got all the equipment for them that they need. The hospitals too, because if we pick somebody up in the ambulance and we take them to the hospital, you got to hand them off to them. Everybody has to be extra cautious right now. It takes equipment. It wears on people. It's a very stressful time. It's a very nerve-wracking time. And I just think that there's so many unknowns about this that people have done everything they can to prepare themselves, and we hope we can get through this as fast as we can.
I don't know if you'd even going to have an answer to this, but how much is coronavirus actually costing the city? I mean, because you're closing City Hall. Things are having to be done differently. It's taking more people in some cases than would normally be the case to get some things done. In other cases, things just aren't getting done. Do you have any idea economically what this is doing to the city?
You know, it's probably too early to tell that, but at some point we'll be able to start seeing some things like that. I mean, I'm sure there's going to be people that don't pay their sewer bills, an example. They're going to be delayed on that. So that's going to have a huge impact on us. People paying traffic tickets and a variety of things like that, you know, they've kind of deferred a lot of that. So there'll be some revenue just for us, for the city of Terre Haute by ourselves, but it's really kind of that bigger picture. There's so much going on right now, not really happening, that's affecting them in a negative way. So whether it's a business or government or anybody else, everything's just kind of slowed down. And so there's not a lot of revenue coming in across the board. People are out of work. They got to pay bills, you know? And so I think that's the hardest part, is to put a number on it. I just know that the every day that goes by makes it a little tougher for all of us.
And of course, city council's not even meeting through the month of April.
Nope. So they didn't have much on their agenda for April originally. So they canceled both of those meetings. If we need to have a special call, they'll have one. But right now it can wait till May, and hopefully May will be more normal than what April looks like it's going to be.
One other project that's on the way, and I don't know if it's being slowed down by any of this or not. I would imagine everything else is being slowed down. That's the new overpass.
Yeah. No, the design work's going on. Those folks are still doing that. They're supposed to come up with a final design, not the build out design, but the final design to be approved by early summer. So in the next couple of months, they ought to come to us with, here's what we want to build. It's an NDOT project. They're running a show on that. We just have to pay a 20% match on the construction cost. Once the design is approved, that we all agree to that design, they'll go into the property acquisition mode and the final design. My guess is it'll probably be bid next November, a year from this November, because the property acquisition will take about a year. And then hopefully construction might start in the spring or summer then of the following year. So it'd be 22.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
So,
and that's pretty normal. I mean, it took us 15 years to get Margaret Avenue to that point. So, this was much faster track, but you know, we're not controlling this project. NDOT is. And so they've got 10 or 12 other projects like this around the state they're doing. And so I think they're pretty close to being on schedule, maybe a couple months behind.
All right. Anything else good going on around town that I missed?
No, other, I'll just say we're going to be starting our paving projects. We got community crossings money. So the first project we're doing is North 13th from Fort Harrison up to Hawthorne. The truck traffic that for Menards Distribution Center and other businesses up there have really done a number on that little small stretch of road. So we're going to hit that first. We're going to be doing something on Wabash Avenue, Prairieton Road, all the way from Holman down to the prison. We'll be repaving this year. And so soon, paving projects will begin. We just turned the contractor loose on that. So you'll start seeing some activity on those projects very soon.
You know, you mentioned the truck traffic up on the north end. It used to be there was a lot of truck traffic up there. And then things kind of slowed down mm-hmm. over the years when we lost Case and, you know, and some of the other bigger businesses that were up there kind of packed up and moved out. Now we're kind of seeing more activity up there.
We are. That Menards Distribution Center is doing pretty well. And, you know, Great Dane, you know, they roll a lot of things out of there. But you're right. That used to be a heavy, heavy industrial area. Yeah. And just over the years, that road has taken its toll. So we're going to get that fixed.
All right. Well, maybe one of these days we'll start having tenderloins up there again. Who knows? Remember?
My mom and dad used to take me to the Spelderville and yeah. we used to play that bowling game in there on Friday nights and get a big tenderloin. That was back when I was a kid. That was, I remember that very vividly.
I kind of miss that, actually. Yeah. Uh-huh. So, yeah. All right, Tara Mayor Duke Bennett, thanks a lot for being with us today. Appreciate it. And that's what we have for this week's show. Always available as a podcast on our website. If you missed anything, want to hear it again. And we'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Focus on the Community, a weekly public affairs program that focuses on issues and events in our community. To be considered as a guest on Focus on the Community, contact us by calling 812-420-2518. Be sure and tune in again next week at this time as we focus on the community.